You're listening to Swimming World Radio. I'm your host, Brent Rutzemiller, and today we're talking with Hall of Fame coach Jack Nelson. Coach Nelson was the head women's Olympic coach for the 1976 Olympic Games in Montreal. Thanks for joining us today, Coach Nelson.
Hey, it's glad to hear from you and to know that you're still chasing the beauty of our girls in 76.
That brings us to the big news in the last month or so is the German Olympic Committee has awarded compensation to about 167 East German athletes for the systematic doping from 1973 through 1989. And Jack, Coach, I know that has had a tremendous effect on that 1976 Olympics. And let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, prior to the 76 Olympics, the East Germans had just blown us away in the World Championships. And our girls were honestly bothered by the fact that they had been the greatest team in the world for a while, and then suddenly the East Germans just are blowing us away.
Swimming World magazine first reported in 1973, now this is 3 years out from 76, as you know, that something was going on and everybody was trying to find out what was so special about the East German training program. And in the article, there was the first print mentioned that they were experimenting with some type of recovery or fatigue vaccine where they were injecting toxins, and there also were some allegations to doping. And at the time, that was the first time that it was really brought out that something's kind of unusual going on. And do you remember that period in 73? We're talking 3 years out now.
Well, keep in mind that that might have been the first time that it was published, but we knew, but we just couldn't prove it. We knew while we were there that they were beating up on us with steroids and whatever, but it was nothing we could do about it, right? And plus, you didn't want to be nasty Americans, you know, at the Olympics. And the girls, they broke nine American records. They broke nine American records.
Wow.
But, and also during that time of those nine, there were four world records broken, but not, they didn't count because these Germans had touched us out on all of those potential world records. So the girls were doing well, they just weren't winning. You know what I'm saying? They were swimming all American times, and I was really proud of them for that. And like when they would call, the press would call Shirley in, it was terrible what they were doing, saying, "Don't you feel bad that you're not winning?" You know, and hey, that's a young girl. She's 17 years old. She's a very outstanding swimmer for the United States of America. And so I just stopped them and I said, "Look, guys, if you're going to speak about negatives here to an amateur swimmer against these professionals here," I said, "I'm just going to walk her right out of here."
Shirley Babashoff. Shirley Babashoff had the 100, could have had the 100 world record. She, at one point in time, she traded the 200 world record free back and forth with Cornelia Ender. She had the 400 world record, and then she lost that. And then she goes into the Olympic trials and sets the world record in the 800 free, and then loses that. All of them to the drug-induced Germans.
Right.
Psychologically, you know, you as a coaching staff, the country, you've seen every time the East Germans, you know, set a new record, you know, we just pushed somehow, you know, past that record only to be surpassed again by the Germans. And that whole period of that psychological, what else do we have to do, you know, to secure a world record and a gold, it just had to be mind-boggling during that time.
I might be jumping here a little bit, but we rode on the same bus from the dormitories as these Germans. and East Germans who were talking like this, and they had hair all over their arms. And like when we got into the Olympic pool, Kathy Hetty comes flying out, said, Coach, there's men in the locker room. I said, honey, those aren't men. Those are women, you know. And so they had a lot to overcome. Psychologically, they had a lot to overcome.
Well, let's talk about the media a little bit, because Shirley spoke out. And, you know, you already said that there was this era where you felt that you were kind of pinned in. You were muzzled. You couldn't really say anything that was derogatory because you would have been pinned as poor sports people. But Shirley said something, and as a result, she was branded by
that theme.
It was.
You know what? I mean, that woman, that girl, that beautiful athlete was doing some fantastic swimming, and no one would appreciate it. No one would get on and say, hey, lady, you are great. You know what I'm saying?
When did you had your suspicions. When did you feel you had solid proof?
You know what's sad is even though the girls were magnificent, they, and by the way, even the ones that didn't break American records broke their own records. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they were great swimmers doing a great job against some terrible cheaters. I'm so happy that Shirley's talking to you. You follow me?
Yeah.
I've only seen her one time since the Olympics, and that was when she came around the country and it came through Fort Lauderdale raising money for the Olympic trip to, I think, Korea. One thing that stands out in my mind is that we had a chance to win that 4x100 freestyle relay, provided every one of our girls would do all their best times. And so almost to the day of the full week before the last event, which was at the end of the week, I don't remember exactly what day it was, but it was for the 400 freestyle relay, and we qualified, our girls qualified second, and the Canadian girls qualified third. And the coaches and I, spent time with the girls saying, look, we can win this relay, but it has to be done this way. Kim Payton, you're the American record holder. Every time you get on the block, you go faster than you've ever gone. So we're going to lead you off the first 100 free as fast as you can go. Well, Wendy, you're going to go second, and you're going to try to catch Ender, because Ender, we knew that she was going to go first, and we wanted Kim to go with Ender and do the best she could to put us in position to win totally. So anyway, Kim is, she, her job is to be within a body's length of the first 100 against Ender. So on the start,
Now, Kim's best at that time was like 57.5, I think.
Right. But she went 56.5, I believe, in the leadoff leg. You with me?
Yep.
She went her, once again, she broke the American record with 100 free, but she was one full length, on the touch from Ender. And we didn't tell them they had to beat them, we told them they had to be within a body length, okay? And then Wendy's job was to catch up. Wendy's job was to catch up that one body length that Kim breaking the American record had done. So Wendy takes off and drops 2 seconds in the fastest 100 of her life. She was instead of a 57 swimmer, she was a 55 swimmer in that relay. Okay, Till's job then was to get Shirley the lead. Till's job was to get Shirley the lead.
And that's Jill Sterkel.
Jill Sterkel, right. Mm-hmm. And Jill Sterkel did get Shirley the lead by going 55 plus herself. Now, now Kim's going her best time. Wendy's going her best time by 2 seconds.
Jill's best going into that was a 57 too.
Right, and she came back with a 55.5. Right?
Yep.
Okay, and now Shirley gets the she gets the lead on Jill's touch. She gets the lead on Jill's touch. The Germans claimed that she jumped, but they did not, and because they showed it on film that she did not. But it was a great, it was a great start, and Jill just blew him away with another 55. There's just no, there was no way that she was going to lose that relay. There's just no way she was going to lose it, because she had gotten sick and tired of those people burning her, you know. What was so outstanding was they won with their minds. They didn't worry about, you know, the East Germans at this point. They were worried about America winning, and they did, and people went bonkers. And the thing about it is they were truly, truly great Americans during that relay, and they had no fear at that point. I honestly feel that if a man or a woman go their best time, that's a plus. If the man or the woman breaks the American record, that's a plus, right? Mm-hmm. But we never got credit for that. And we did have the girls ready to go on this relay. It wouldn't have mattered if they, look, what'd they do? They beat them by 4 seconds. Those four girls, Kim, Wendy, Jill, and Shirley, they broke the world record by 4 seconds.
What was it like when you came back to the States?
Oh, let me tell you what it was like even before we got back to the States. The coaches, and this is, I'm sorry about this, but a number of the coaches would look away when they saw me. They would look away because they themselves did not understand what these girls had achieved. They themselves didn't recognize the fact that we had been cheated to the limit. You know?
You said the United States coaches, the German coaches?
I think the German coaches were ashamed. And in fact, one told me later on at a World Cup swim meet that when the Chinese started playing games, he said, "You know what they're doing, don't you?" I said, "What's that?" He said, "The same thing that the East Germans did."
So what was it like when you came back to the States?
It was sad, you know, because, you know, people couldn't accept. People couldn't accept that when you break your best time of your life in 100 by 2 seconds, and when four girls out of four girls all go their career best swim to do it, they just couldn't accept the fact that the guys were beating everybody and our girls were not beating anybody. So I took the film of the relay, I took it around to all the people here in Fort Lauderdale, and people were in tears. They were so happy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, hang on a minute.
Coach, now that the German Olympic Committee is doing something to rectify what has happened from 1973 to 1989 in the East German athletic program, what do you think should be done to bring this issue or to compensate, you know, those 1976 women?
Boy, what a tough question. no way will we ever give them what they totally deserve. But the Olympic Committee surely should give them gold medals for the events where they broke world records. You with me? And the United States Swimming should give gold medals to the hundreds and the other events that they broke American records. Now, this in itself is not going to be the most wonderful thing that can happen for our girls, but at least it will remind them that we care about them, that we appreciate them, that they were greater than the people that supposedly touched them out. They were absolutely greater than the people who supposedly touched them out. And some way or another, that has to be handled properly and realistically, because it's unfair. It's unfair, and it hurts so much that our great American girls had worked so beautifully to overcome what they were about to have to compete with. And but very, very, very few people were willing to step forth and say, good job, guys. It's something that should never, ever be put aside.
Well, just want to thank you, Coach Nelson, for spending some time with Swimming World Radio, and appreciate everything you have to say and your perspective on this issue.
Thank you so much, Brent, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. And this is Brent Rutemeller with Swimming World Radio, reporting swimming from around the world.